recession is not inevitable. Lisa Brady, Fox News. That reassurance from President Biden, though he also says people are really down right now. During an Associated Press interview, he also dismisses Republican claims that last year's COVID aid fueled inflation, calling that bizarre. He blames the war in Ukraine and pandemic-related factors, today accusing shipping companies of raking in profits while passing costs on to consumers.
Sticking it to American families and businesses because they could. Furniture, appliances, clothing, anything and everything that crossed the Pacific on a ship from Asia saw a price tag shoot up.
The president signing a bipartisan bill aimed at lowering shipping costs by boosting transparency on fees and authorizing the Federal Maritime Commission to investigate. The White House accusing oil companies of using the war in Ukraine as a chance to make higher profits. ExxonMobil is disputing that.
They wrote a letter back to the White House today, and part of it says this: specific to refining capacity in the U.S., we've been investing through the downturn to increase refining capacity to process U.S. light crude by about 250,000 barrels per day, the equivalent of adding a new medium-sized refinery. We kept investing even during the pandemic when we lost more than $20 billion.
Fox's Peter Doocy at the White House. Inflation-related anxiety returns on Wall Street. The Dow dropping below 30K, down 741. The S&P drops more than 3%. The NASDAQ more than 4%. Even as people chanted to hang him during the Capitol riot, then Vice President Mike Pence never wavered in his belief that a vice president doesn't have the authority to reject the Electoral College vote.
He was determined that we would complete the work that we had set out to do that day, that it was his constitutional duty to see through.
Pence's former counsel, Greg Jacob, during today's House committee hearing on the riot. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Already convicted and jailed, lawyer Michael Avenatti pleads guilty to defrauding clients in a California case.
Avenatti entered the plea in a Santa Ana federal courtroom on charges of wire fraud and an additional tax charge. He could be sentenced to more than 80 additional years behind bars. Avenatti is accused of taking clients' cash settlements and moving them to his own accounts. What he took is said to range into millions of dollars. He's already serving 5 years on convictions for taking book proceeds from porn actress Stormy Daniels and for trying to extort Nike. He is scheduled to be sentenced on Thursday's plea in September, unless the government decides to pursue other charges. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
7 years after a mine spill that polluted rivers in three western states, a $32 million settlement is reached between the federal government and the state of New Mexico. Colorado and the Navajo Nation also reaching multi-million dollar settlements over the plume of arsenic, lead, and heavy metals that flowed downstream, impacting water utilities and farmers along the way. Staffers at Twitter get a meeting with their possible future boss, Elon Musk, joining a virtual town hall-style event.
The billionaire Tesla CEO addressing workers for the first time and answering pre-submitted questions read by a Twitter executive. The meeting comes in the midst of Musk's $44 billion takeover bid of the company. One of his key points was to make Twitter so compelling that you can't live without it. He also said Twitter staffers are doing an excellent job and should be allowed to continue working from home, but strongly prefers they work in person. The work-from-home question was likely prompted by Musk's recent hardline stance against the policy at Tesla.
Fox's Hilary Barsky, the world's richest person, made a deal to buy Twitter in April, but it still needs a variety of approvals, and he's clashed with the company over how many fake accounts are on the platform. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.